It is time now to take five for your community, a service of Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy in the Emerald Place in Washington. And it's all about FFA week today as we talk to Josh Adams, the FFA advisor for Washington High School. Josh, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
You are fairly new to this position. Is this your first, second year there now?
Yes, this is my first year.
Well, welcome to Washington schools in your first year. You've learned a lot. One thing you know, there's a lot of students involved with the FFA there at Washington.
Yes, we have 18 members right now, and actually yesterday picked up possibly three more. So we're always open to newcomers in the club.
Well, let's start from the beginning. FFA week is all next week. And for those not familiar with what this is all about, can you give us kind of the crib note version?
It's basically to get our message out there with local, state, and national audiences, just to let everyone know what FFA is about, what we're trying to do. In our case, we're trying to establish a good relationship with our community locally and try to maybe even move on to do some state-level things.
Well, and there's there's kind of a thing that people think FFA automatically has to be a farmer's kid or farming family, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a farmer at all. Anyone could be involved in the FFA.
Exactly. Anything vocational will fit with the FFA because, and if you even think about it agriculturally, all raw materials are extracted, harvested in some way. So really everything relates to agriculture. And we can basically take any vocation and relate it to agriculture, you know. What I'd like to say is it's not the stigma of being a farmer and being an FFA. Yeah, okay, that's great if you're a farmer, but you don't have to be a farmer. If you want to learn how to grow your own food, if you want to learn how to do things to sustain you know, your life, then, you know, come join us. We're more than happy to have you.
And you have your group at Washington. I know North Davies has a great FFA organization up there too.
Yes.
How often does the FFA meet at Washington?
Well, it varies. We try to have at least one meeting a month on Tuesday mornings at 7:30, but when we get around busy times like this, we've had a meeting every Tuesday in February.
And with FFA week coming up next week, you've got some special activities planned too.
Yes we do. One thing coming up very quickly, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. I'd like to welcome everyone out to TSC. We're going to have some kids there greeting customers, reminding everyone that it is FFA week and they're that TSC is putting on a drive for the FFA. People can pledge whatever kind of donation they want to the FFA, and they sign a little FFA emblem and they stick it on the wall. So we'll be out there supporting that tomorrow, and we hope that the community comes together and comes out and sees us.
At 8 a.m. to at least 3 p.m. or
yes,
so, you were saying?
Yes, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And you'll even help get the items to the car if they
need
it, right?
Yes, we will.
That's at TSC, located on the east side of town. Support the FFA. You can do that tomorrow from 8 till 3. And then there's another grant that you want to talk about that is coming up for FFA, too.
Yes, we just learned about this grant from Troy Clausen, a local Monsanto rep. And we basically need all the farmers we can to nominate our FFA chapter for a grant, up to $25,000. So this is a great opportunity for the kids. We have been looking at possibly a greenhouse on site there at the school, and you know, I think this would be a good opportunity. It's a very project oriented project, so I think that as many farmers as we can get will help our cause. And to get there, let's see. You can go to Monsanto's website, and the hyperlink is americasfarmers.com. Okay, www.americasfarmers.com, and then you can follow the links and it will get you to where you can nominate the FFA chapter.
And you select Washington High School?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So farmers, but that has to be just the farmers?
Yes, farmers. And if seed salesmen, I know there are a lot of you know, dealer farmers out there when it comes to seed. I would like to ask for all the seed salesmen to go ahead and support our cause, but they're not allowed to nominate. It has to be strictly a farmer.
Get on the website and nominate the Washington High School FFA chapter. $25,000 in grant money available. Support the FFA by heading to TSC tomorrow and pledging to the FFA organization at Washington High School. Josh Adams is the new advisor at Washington High School, and the FFA is always welcoming new members, just 3 new members this week. Next week is National FFA Week. All week long, we salute the FFA. We'll have a special programming plan for next week in honor of FFA Week as well here on WAMW. Josh, again, welcome to the community. Thanks so much for stopping by and talking about the FFA this morning. We appreciate it and wish you the best in your endeavors there.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.